This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, yeah. Hour number three. Here we are. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. As I welcome Sonny Edmondson and Teresa Stride here from the road to Bethlehem. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Sonny's just here for mostly moral support.
Yes,
But if the parking lot gets busy, he's been known to direct traffic. So if it gets busy and we know you leave, it's like he can smell the exhaust and it calls him.
Wow.
No, he knows I'm joking, because part of his ministry with the Christian Volunteers Ministry is doing help with all these outdoor motorcycle events like motocross and all these things. A lot of kids involved, and you guys volunteer on those events, and it just seems like it expands. But thank you for that, Sonny. All right, Teresa, so how long have you been involved in the Road to Bethlehem?
I've done Road to Bethlehem since the start, so we've been doing this for 7 years now, this wonderful community event, and we're excited to have it again this year for Christmas 2025.
So for people who are not familiar with it, how would you explain, what is the Road to Bethlehem?
What is Road to Bethlehem? I would say this is a live outdoor production that we get to experience and tell the Christmas story. So it's interactive. We have a village that we walk through. Your families can participate and interact with the merchants there. And then they can go to the production that is on the hillside and watch the story of Jesus. And what I really love about this program is we go through the story of Christ from beginning to what he means to us today.
Wow. I like that. So I've been there before, and I can tell you, folks, it is like there are several kind of stops along the way, and each individual one is like its own individual play, right?
Absolutely. It is immersive. It is interactive. And it is a time to just pause and remember Christ and the reason for the season.
All right. 7 years you've been doing it.
Yes.
And how much am I going to have to lay out for this thing?
Well, that's the exciting part. It is completely free. This is a gift to our community.
Don't tell everybody, and the lines will be really long.
It will. No,
and Bob and hates lines, so you know what I'm saying.
That's what Sonny and his crew, his volunteers, do. They keep that line moving. But it really, we are outside, and so you don't have that Disney World claustrophobic feel. You are, Kalakaua's Outdoors are unlimited. So this is at Camp Kalakaua, and it's December 12th, 13th, and 14th. So come with your family, catch the village, catch the production.
Now, you've added a third night, and I think that's a smart thing because they practice all this stuff. Can you imagine that? And you just have a play for two nights. And then last year, was it one? You had one rained out one day? So, yeah, get the full 3 days in there. So it'll be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 12th, 13th, and 14th. And so what's the easiest way to find Camp Kalakaua other than just Googling it?
Yeah, I would find us on Facebook. We're posting all the time right now. Or you can go to Camp Kalakaua. That's KulaKaua.com. And it's all right there.
And it's in High Springs, Florida.
That's right. High Springs, Florida. And again, it is open to everyone. We hope you come. Reach out to us if you have any questions. Message us on Facebook or Instagram, and we'll answer all your questions. We've got lodging. We've got food, all the things for your family.
Well, it's not going to take so long to get through it. I'm going to need lodging, is it?
Well, you know, this room, this inn is not full.
But Camp Kalakaua is used year-round for various meetings and stuff, isn't it?
That's right. We are a Christian youth and retreat center, and so we are open all year to serve churches, schools, youth groups, all those things.
So the village opens, and that's sort of like a town setup. You can see maybe what it was like back in the day,
yeah.
Right? And I don't even know how they did the date. Hey, is it zero? It's zero yet? Oh, that's not till January 1st. How would you do a year? Is it before Christ? Who's that? But anyway, you go around the village and check that out. They always do a great job with that. But the reason I asked about that is that starts at 5. The actual production begins at 7, but they want you seated for some of it first, right? 6:30?
Yeah, so you can come at 5, experience the village, walk through it, and then our seating production opens up at 6:30. Our actual live production doesn't start till 7, but there's no rush into the village. Again, there is unlimited seating on our hillside. There's over 80 merchants in the village to talk and tell the story of what they're experiencing today. And then you pay your taxes. We provide the taxes.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? Well, I did mention, I said, we're going to tell you about the road to Bethlehem, and no, it won't increase your taxes.
That's right. That's a gift here in Alachua County, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes. We pray for some that make the decisions.
Well, if the road to Bethlehem goes through Alachua County, there will be potholes that need healed. So there's that.
Need healed.
Yes.
All right, so we're really looking forward to this. Was there a time, and am I dreaming this, that we kind of drove through?
That's right. Yeah. You want to?
Oh, yes. Yes,
Sonny's
there was.
Like,
yes,
I didn't pay was. My union dues. Yes. I can't talk.
Yes, there was. And that we escorted 7 cars at a time through the performance. And we couldn't get enough people in.
Right.
It went very well, but we wanted more people to come. So we had to find a way to get more people. And that's why we have gone to a live production. We've got a stage. And some of the performance goes on right in the midst of the crowd. Mm-hmm. We'll have live animals there. Boris
it's
the camel.
Better than dead animals.
Boris the camel.
Start to stink after
That's right. So, we've got the caravan, the camels.
How many humps?
9?
Oh. 9 humps?
How many camels or how many humps? We're going to have
I think that's a Loch Ness monster or something.
Yeah. I'll let Teresa address that.
Yeah. But yeah, we went away from the drive-thru because we couldn't get enough people through. That was the year of COVID. Darkness. Oh, yeah. Are we saying
like,
COVID?
You can.
Oh, yeah.
So we did what we had to do so that we didn't stop talking about Jesus. But we're excited to do this new version.
Well, it sounds fantastic. I know. I mean, I've seen a couple versions. I remember when it was all in one room for a while. And that was quite a production, too, I got to tell you. It really was. I mean, people flying through the crowd.
Walking camels and donkeys through church. I mean, what could be more fun?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds
except for the
great.
Cleanup crew, yeah.
All right, so let's recap all of this. It is the Road to Bethlehem. It is December 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's a live outdoor production of The Christmas Story. It's at Camp Kalakaua. You can Google that. It's located in High Springs. It's a nice open area. They're going to have a village set up, and you can explore the town, and then the production begins at 6:30, and then the actual event, I guess we would say, is at 7 p.m. Bring blankets to sit on or chairs for the family. Yeah, I'm that guy who's always looking for a chair, and like, you know, you should have brought one. but no, that's good. All right, what did I miss anything?
No, please come. Please bring your families, and please celebrate the birth of Jesus with us and all that this season is about.
And this is a free event, and I just think it's wonderful. It's wonderful for everybody. Bring the kids especially. And all right. We pray that this is going to be another magnificent production. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure having you on. Sonny Edmondson, one of my oldest friends around here.
He's
thank
not
you,
that
sir.
Old.
But I've known him for
I'm
a while.
I'm pretty old.
Father Time still has him by a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
And Teresa Stride, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, folks, you got the information. Now make it happen. Mark it on your calendar now before you forget. It is 8:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Well, we've got a lot to talk about, including Black Friday spending. But today is Cyber Monday. More on that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's another awesome day. Welcome, my friends. Even though it's a Monday, we're going to make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories. Gators get a new coach. John Sumrall from Tulane is coming to town, and we wish him absolutely the best. I don't know if he was the greatest pick, but, you know, we'll wait and see what, you know, whether there's proof in that there pudding. And hopefully there is, because we love the Gators. And sorry, Florida State. I mean, we needed that at the end. Of course, you didn't need the loss, but, man, Gators beat FSU 40-21. And, man, both programs definitely have had their ups and downs as of late. But, you know, hopefully things will turn around. The Buccaneers won, and I just happened to be there at Raymond James yesterday. I was hanging out with John Gruden. I'm like, John, man, did they even reach out to you at UF? And he just kind of shook his head. I don't know that they did. Can you imagine that going into a kid's, you know, family's house? Hey, I'm John Gruden. You know me as Chucky. I'm going to take your kid, and I'm going to make this guy a star. You know? People would be like, yeah! But nobody listened to me. You know, he won a Super Bowl. Okay. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. Oh, but now that doesn't matter because he's been out of the college game for so long. Yeah, sometimes that's a benefit and a gift. You look at things from maybe a whole different perspective. You get locked into these, you know, the style of play instead. You analyze, which is what he does. You analyze and you come up with something that's going to work based on, you know, your team, your lineup, and what you think the other team will not expect, right? And, I mean, what was it? Spurrier, run and gun, baby, right? You got to be an innovator. And an innovator doesn't – you could be in the pro game for years. And you're telling me you couldn't possibly adapt or morph to the college game. That's absurd on so many levels. I mean, look, when you tell me somebody's a CEO of Coca-Cola and then he goes to a shoe company, that's far more absurd. Far more absurd. But it happens all the time. But you take a guy that's a football junkie, I mean a junkie, and you tell me that he couldn't adapt to the college game? Ridiculousness. Silliness. But I guess it doesn't matter now. He's going to be our guy. Lane Kiffin, who, I know he wanted to kick dirt on the Gators as soon as he got a chance. He got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to LSU. Yeah. It's a heck of a program there, too. I mean, look, the guy was not going to starve to death no matter what decisions he made. And I don't know the guy, so I can't tell you whether I'm a fan or not. I can just tell you that he did a pretty good job at Ole Miss. Okay? Really did. All right. So we'll see where it goes from there. Let it snow. Let it snow. And apparently Mother Nature heard and said, huge winter storm slammed the Midwest, causing traffic snarls and headaches for travelers trying to get home after Thanksgiving. Over 1,400 flights canceled on Saturday, majority due to the winter storm that put millions of people under weather alerts. Chicago O'Hare International Airport was the most impacted by far, with over 930 cancellations and over 750 delays. That was just as of Saturday afternoon. Flights leaving O'Hare are delayed on an average of 5 hours due to snow and ice. Yep. And then Chicago Midway, they had 187 cancellations and 85 delays. National Weather Service, Chicago said early Sunday. Snow was also expected on, Monday.
Ooh, okay. Now, some folks I know, they got, I guess it was St. Louis, They got some rain, which actually washed the streets at least clear, so that hopefully
as long as it doesn't get too cold again.
Yes, and that was always the thing, too. When you'd get an overnight snow, it looked pretty in the morning, looks great. Sun comes out and melts, and then refreezes that night. And that's what you got to watch out for.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those days.
Yes, I do. Well, yeah. It's funny because probably the worst I really ever hurt myself was actually in Orlando.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you grow up as a kid in Michigan.
Sure.
Now we bought our first house that we actually had built in Ocoee, and I got a little shed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the little wood ramp that goes up and down it, right?
Oh, no.
I was in the shed, so I don't know if I took like a big step, a short step or something,
yeah.
But I'm in the shed, mm-hmm. And then I go to leave.
Oh, no.
And when that foot hit that, you couldn't see the ice. Mm-hmm. My feet, that's the last thing I saw, was my feet going up above my head. And then a big thunk.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah.
Not good.
No. But the upside, there are upsides.
Yeah.
You got to have the heart and the mind of a kid.
Yes.
And
exactly.
My daughter Rihanna sent me a picture of little TJ looking out the window. It looks like like patio glass window,
sure,
little
right.
patio back there,
right?
And covered with snow. And we're not talking like this was St. Louis, so I would guess it was maybe that what I saw was about the 2-inch, maybe
just
3-inch mark.
A nice covering. Look,
yes.
It's very pretty.
More
when
than
it's like
just
that.
A dusting, but
yes.
You know.
Yep.
And I said, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah.
I said, "Has he been in it yet?" And she goes, no, not yet, but we're getting there. So I'm looking forward to pictures from that as well. Because, yeah, I mean, to me, growing up, I left Detroit when I was 15. So to me, the snow was never a headache. You know, the snow was fun as a kid. As a teenager, I made money shoveling driveways up and down the street, me and my buddies. Man, I'm telling you, that gave us money. If it was a good snow before Christmas, we had money for Christmas presents and everything. It was Yeah. Yep. But, man, if you're trying to travel and you're trying to make a flight, yeah, not a great time for a snowstorm for sure. All right. So Black Friday, the sales exceeded expectations. Shoppers spending heavily both online and in stores in a sign that Americans retained considerable purchasing power heading into the final stretch of the year. Overall retail sales, excluding automotive, rose 4.1% from last year. That's substantial. A 4.1% increase? That, to me, is an excellent sign that people are believing in the economy.
Absolutely.
And according to MasterCard, surpassing the prior year's 3.4% growth and landing near the high end of forecast. The data, which tracks both in-person and online transactions but isn't adjusted for inflation, suggests holiday shopping season is off to a robust start.
Nice.
When you're talking about the economy, I like to hear that word robust. And let's see. The strong performance across multiple channels underscores consumers' willingness to open their wallets despite headwinds that had prompted caution among some forecasters. You know what we did with caution? We threw it to the wind.
I knew where that was going to go.
You did?
Absolutely.
You're always right there.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's history. That's Black Friday. It was a big increase. The previous year was a 3% increase. And yes, Trump gets credit for all that.
There you go.
And I just think we're heading into stronger financial territory. Now, anything can happen. The
sure.
unpredictable.
Yeah.
But today is Cyber Monday. Just be careful. Be careful. I would deal only with outlets that I've done business with before. Yeah. To me, that maintains some level of safety and security, especially if the offer is, wow, this is just too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's some hacker in Latvia in his mom's basement stealing your money. And it wouldn't be my nephew either, because he's a good kid. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Monday. And we're going to make it great on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, hi there. How you doing? Doing all right? Good holiday? Thanksgiving? Good. I'm glad. Now it's time to get focused, my friends. 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty to talk about. But I didn't get a chance to talk about this, and I don't know what I'm going to add to the story. But Marion County Fire Rescue, I got to tell you, these guys, if I can speak in general terms, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean just guys. You know what I mean. The firefighters, male and or female. They really are. They do a great job. That's why the story is so wackadoodle. This was the story about the hazing. And, yeah, like I said, it's not that I have a bunch to add to it. I guess I'm kind of surprised. I mean, the hazing probably still goes on in some college campuses. I hope that it is nowhere near what it used to be back in the day. This one got out of control.
Oh, big time. Big time.
I mean, throwing the guy's boots into the woods and grabbing the victim from behind. And, you know, I mean, just it went way, way too far. And
nothing says welcome to your new profession like getting beat with a belt and a little waterboarding.
Well, and yeah. Here's the thing. These guys are all pretty young. And so you want to cut them some slack for being young and dumb. But you are a firefighter. And with that comes a tremendous amount of responsibility. And if you're mature enough to handle, you know, real life, you know, things
life,
that
are, life and death.
Yes.
I mean,
and
yeah.
if you're, you know, grown up to handle that, you've been mm-hmm. trained and you have the confidence to perform under pressure. That's awesome. But you would think you'd also have kind of a little bit of an understanding of, yeah, this, we're going to get in trouble for this.
Little decision making process.
I mean, one action, you know, one thing. You know, anybody can make a slip up, a mistake. Well, you know, we were just throwing stuff at him. We didn't mean to hit him in the eye. Not that that would be okay, but you know what I mean? It'd be like, oh, you did a little prank, a little haze. Yeah, and it probably wasn't good, and he had to go get his eye flushed out, but he can still see. It's going to be okay. And then, like, you move on from there, and then the chief comes out and says, yeah, I'm not putting this on the news, but you guys are going to be kind of busy around the station for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they went a lot farther than that.
Well, that's because they went a lot farther than that, and then action had to be
a lot farther
taken on the other side. It just, it really is sad.
It is.
I remember a friend of mine, and remember, it wasn't like I grew up with him. We just happened to live in the same apartment complex. Mm. We were partying. We were in our 20s. Great guy, but he liked to have fun, for sure.
Okay.
So I move away. He becomes captain. He makes captain. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
He was still pretty young, right? Then the next thing I know, I read an article. They were like sneaking girls in or something.
Yeah.
And he knew about it, or he participated or whatever.
No.
And just flushed his whole career down the drain. I'm talking like he couldn't have been more than 40-ish.
Wow. Old enough to know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And old enough and mature enough to make captain in a pretty competitive, you know, fire department in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a shame.
It was, yeah. It really was. Like, come on, man. I mean, I could see him with, like, a little twinkle in his eye and be going, dude, you're not 20 anymore.
Right. Right.
Not that I've made all the correct decisions in my life by far. But anyway, speaking of firefighters, this was another firefighter story. Engine 91. They were held at gunpoint by alleged armed robbers Thanksgiving morning around 7:30. CBS News reported the incident began when the fireman at the station looked out the window, saw three individuals allegedly attempting to steal a fireman's vehicle.
Oh.
The three members of the fire department ran outside to stop the theft and were met with guns.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what they say.
What's that?
Well, you know, even though you're a fireman and you're tough,
mm-hmm.
never bring an axe to a gunfight. Thank you very much.
And where was this? Where did this happen?
I have no idea. I think it's Chicago. It is Chicago. I was
imagine that.
Yeah.
But there's no crime in Chicago.
Oh, no. You could go out there with a video camera at 6 a.m. out on Lake Michigan,
yeah.
and you will see no crime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Didn't the mayor do that one time? Yeah,
probably.
What a bozo. Yeah. Prior to the start of their 24-hour shift on Thanksgiving Day, firefighters Engine 91, they were held at gunpoint by masked individuals attempting to steal a vehicle belonging to a member parked in front of the firehouse. Although elected officials may describe this incident as isolated,
mm-hmm.
the unfortunate reality is that is not. Brazen criminals, often repeat offenders, are emboldened by lenient judges, elected leaders, and policies that impact residents regardless of location or profession. If first responders are vulnerable to guns being drawn while working, what is to prevent these individuals from targeting civilians? Well, nothing's been done. They lead the nation in carjackings, from what I understand.
It's bad.
It never gets talked about. Heck, I remember like eating clam chowder out on Cedar Key, having a discussion with these people that were from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking 4 years ago at least. And they were telling me, they go, yeah, it doesn't get reported, but the carjackings are out of control. They wait for these wealthy, usually women, mm-hmm. coming out of one of the high rises.
Right.
And as soon as they stop, like at the next traffic light.
They got them.
Yep.
Wow.
And it happens all day, every day. And they were telling me about this 4 years ago. I said, why are you going back?
Yeah.
Well, there's family and the job. Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with all that. So anyway, we stand by our first responders, but we're not going to condone what happened. Now, that's an isolated incident with that hazing. We're not going to condone that. But to steal, like, a firefighter's vehicle, I mean, maybe in a way it was good that the bad guys had guns, because I got a feeling they might have got roughed up just a tad bit.
Oh, it would not have been pretty.
Some of them firefighters, like,
oh yeah,
they take their strength very seriously, and mm-hmm. they use it to save lives,
sure.
too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, I wouldn't be messing around there. And then, of course, we're talking about the National Guardsman. The one, she lost her life, U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, 20 years old, West Virginia National Guardsman, who was shot. President Trump had to announce it, I believe it was on Thursday, that she had passed. And then he talked about Andrew Wolf, 24, fighting for his life. His parents are unbelievably great people, highly religious people. And they're praying. They want everyone to pray for Andrew. He has a chance to make it. This was awful.
So
this was an Afghan national. Mm-hmm. And I don't know all the backstory, but he was at the very least unhappy. I believe he also had some background of mental problems. Mm. And he actually worked with us. This was confirmed by CIA Director John Ratcliffe, that this guy Lochinwall had worked with the agency as a member of a partner force in Kandahar. Hmm. So, and he's 29 years old. This is a guy that partnered up with the U.S., right? Same goals and missions. Yeah, and then when the stuff hit the fan and Biden messed it all up with that most bizarre style retreats I've ever seen.
It was a mess.
You know, he was one that was able to get out of there and be taken care of, at least for a little while. And then I don't know what happened, where the disconnect came, you know. But no matter what happened to him, how are you getting anything back? How are you gaining anything mm-hmm. by doing a purely hateful act, by killing someone completely innocent in cold blood? How does, like, is that you say, like, well, I got my pound of flesh for what they did to me? It's like, nobody making any of the decisions that impacted you in Afghanistan are wearing the that uniform. Do you know what I mean? Those decisions were way above that. So, but this is your, we'll take that. Really? Like, you had a family, and these people have families. I don't know. Hate can be a real cancer, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, it can spread quickly. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and never miss a minute of the show. All you have to do is search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's also Cyber Monday. Good luck. Deal with reputable folks is my advice. Lots of people get taken. The opportunity seems too good to be true, and it's not somebody you've done business with in the past. And really examine you know, things like logos and the .coms and all of that, because they get trickier and trickier every year because they basically are nasty subhuman people, which I think should get the death sentence automatically.
But other than that,
But that's just me.
Yeah. One of the ways that they actually will mess with you is actually sometimes even the website address looks right if you just glance at it, but you'll find some small detail just a little different.
Yeah.
If you don't catch it, you get caught.
Yep. So, and although I might wish bad things for them to happen, it probably won't happen before they rip you off. So, yeah, just don't go there. Hey, we got a new coach. What's going on, coach? Should we bring him in? Should we bring him in, Greg?
Sure. If he wants to be on, absolutely.
Can you reach out?
I can reach out.
All right. John Sumrall. And I promise if I have him on, I won't refer to Tulane as too lame.
That would be nice.
I would never do that.
That would be nice.
I would never do that.
Not while he's in the studio.
Well, no, because I have more class than that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
Anyway, he's a new coach. Look, resume, in my opinion, a little on the thin side, but hey, sometimes people get an opportunity and they run with it.
Yep.
And some would say, hey, if you're a winner, you're a winner.
Right.
Okay.
We'll see.
We will. We'll see that. President Trump threatening Maduro, but also offering him a bit of a lifeline. He called him up. He's like, yo, Nick, Trump here. I can make a deal. I can get you and your family out. Okay? Don't get crazy. Try to bring all the furniture, but I can get you out and your family, your kids. But I mean, you got to do it. Mm-hmm. You got to do it. You got to take it. And, you know, I can't make any promises of what's going to happen after that. You know, but I'm offering you a way out. Yeah. Maduro was like, yeah, no. Yeah, I think I'm going to ride it out. Mm. And Trump's like, it's not a hurricane. If it was, it would be like a 400 on a scale.
Wow. That's big.
Yeah.
That's very big.
Yeah. We've never had a 400 hit the coast. So he's not going to go, which I think Trump probably figured that as well. But at least he made the offer, right?
Yeah.
And things still continue to, you know, we've got assets and resources in the area.
Nice way to put it. Yes.
I went by MacDill the other day. And, you know, I went to the guard station and, you know, they're not going to let me in. But I did some blinking. In Morse code. And
Did they blink back?
Yeah, he said maybe something fairly soon.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, he might have been referring to, you know, when the PX was going to open.
Yeah.
Or he could have been referring to
some else.
Dropping bombs in Venezuela. Mm. I couldn't get any more out of him.
Now, we were talking off air about the flyover, too.
So I'm at the Tampa game yesterday and Raymond James Stadium. And they, from what I recall, pretty often do a flyover. I wouldn't say every game, but quite a bit.
Okay.
Because we've got MacDill Air Force Base just down the road. It's like, come on, man. Put some gas in that bird and, And I wondered what was going to happen because I know they've been very busy. You know, that's CENTCOM. And they don't operate like your typical air base anymore. They haven't for years. Okay? Because they have a different mission, basically.
Right. Yeah.
But they're busy, and I wondered, are they going to do a flyover?
Okay.
All of a sudden, I hear this chopper, Big Daddy, flying low, immense, looked impressive. USCG.
Oh.
Coast Guard. Which, by the way, they have a great unit, Clearwater, one of the best in the world. And
but that's not the typical flyover.
No.
It's usually Air Force jets kind of thing, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to witness many. And it is pretty cool. But
nothing against Coast Guard, but it just seems kind of like maybe everybody else was busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it appears like. No, that's exactly right. That's how I took it. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, with the recent shooting of, you know, our folks that were, God, what was there? Three that were shot, two seriously, one, she died, and the other one's fighting for his life. Officials with the U.S. Department of State are pausing visa issuance for travelers with Afghan passports. This comes right after those two National Guardsmen were violently attacked. In a social media post Friday afternoon, the agency said the Department of State has immediately, in all caps, paused visa issuance for individuals traveling on the Afghan passports. The department is taking all necessary steps to protect U.S. national security and public safety. And of course, like I told you earlier, a suspect identified 29-year-old Rahmanullah Lakhanwal, who is an Afghan national. And on Thursday, the U.S. District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, identified two West Virginia National Guardsmen who were targeted. One was 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom, and she passed, and 24-year-old Andrew Wolf still fighting for his life. Just, it's awful. It's awful. An Afghan national admitted to the United States under President Biden's Operation Allies Welcome Resettlement Program. So he was welcomed under that program and admitted into our country. So he wasn't here illegally. He was arrested this week after posting a TikTok video in which he appeared to be building a bomb and referenced a Fort Worth as a target.
Hmm.
Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin reported that the arrest of Mohammed Dawood Alakazay, saying he allegedly posted the video on TikTok threatening to blow up a building in Fort Worth. The Texas Department of Public Safety, FBI, a joint task force all working on that. This is an Afghan national who was pardoned into the U.S. by the Biden administration. His arrest came one day prior to the vicious attack on two West Virginia National Guard soldiers in D.C. by another Afghan national. You know, coincidence of the timing? Obviously, I don't believe in coincidences. But it's kind of frightening. Turning to terrorism. Not good. It is 8:57 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or tune in apps or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,